Would our guests in the galleries and our members and guests on the Senate floor please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the first chapter of Proverbs we hear, "Let the wise also hear and gain in learning, and the discerning acquire skill." Gracious God, we acknowledge your guidance and teaching so we might be about all we must do for this land of Missouri and the people who dwell herein. Increase our resolve to use what we have heard and learned from you for the good of others, and while doing so, bring you glory and praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, buddy. I talked to Anne Marie and he's
ready to go. Good job.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernskeeter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Searpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, here. Hoskins, Huff, here. Koenig, here. Leibola, here. Luchtemeyer, here. May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
The senator from Linn County, Holt County, Andrew County. Senator from Andrews here. Senator from Johnson. You are very noticeable today, Senator. Following your predecessor is not a wise move. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 19th day, Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that the journal reading be waived and the journal be approved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted permission to take video in the chamber today.
It will be noted that the world-famous Kermit Miller has been given permission on the Senate floor. Introduction of guests. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the balcony, we have a group of students and instructors from LTCC, Lebanon Technical and Career Center, if they would like to rise and be recognized. And then also from Lebanon, over on the side, to your right and my left, I have Glenn Rafe, who's a friend of mine, and he's here as well. So if the body would please make all these folks feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from Lebanon and are also guests from the senator from Dallas to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Phelps County.
Mr. President, thank you. I have some very special guests today, and I just want to also recognize all these blue and gold jackets in here. Every time you see those, you know that you've got a really good group of young men and women. To my right, your left, the Rawl FFA chapter, Advisor Cord Jenkins, my son, Brody Brown, April King, Emily Lucas, Delaney Booker, Kate Mallory, Taylor Pence, Kaylin Shelby, Stephanie Broyles, and Janelle Duncan. I want to thank them for being here. And I also want to thank the St. James FFA and the Waynesville Career Center. And also we got a few representatives from the Ozark Technical College, my cousin, Matthew Hudson, Tiffany Brewer, Kelly Akers, and Constance Leonard. Please join me in thanking them for being here today.
Let's welcome the guests from the Senator from Phelps County. Would you please rise again so the Senate can recognize you? Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps, may the chair inquire of you. Is your son more like his father or his grandfather?
Well, Mr. President, I would like to say, I'd like to think he's more like me, but...
That's what we hope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Platt County.
Special guests.
Proceed.
On my left, your right, in the upper gallery, we have with us today two very special groups that I'd like to acknowledge. The first is the Northland Career Center, and we have with them today Brian Noller, Jeff Green, Teresa Shirley, Lauren Powell, Abdullah Salim, Connor Block, Aaron Shank, Peyton Woods, and Megan Hicks. They are from Platt County, which is the southern part of my Senate district. And then, Mr. President, we also have with us today from the northern part of my district in St. Joseph, members from the Hilliard Technical Center. We have Jill Huntsman, Anna Huntsman, Evan Ray, Gideon Wood, Sean Edwards, and Daniel Carr. If the body would please join me in making them feel welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the guests from the Senate from Platt County to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Cole County.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over to my left and your right, we have some students from the Nichols Career Center. I'm sure you've had the pleasure of introducing them for the last 8 years, but it's my honor today. We have Brendan Hamner with the auto technician training, Connor Heat with welding, Colton Imhoff with agriculture education, and Brianne Bartlett with agriculture education, and their instructors are Cody Bashore and Stacy Bushman. And in the upper chambers, we have students here from Bell, Eldon, Jamestown, Blair Oaks, all with the Career Tech Day. So would you please make
would
my guest
all the guests from the Center from Cole County in the upper galleries and the side gallery please rise, and would the Missouri State Senate welcome them to the chambers today? Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. From on my left and to your right in the upper gallery, if I could have the students from Warrensburg High School and Career and Technical Center please stand. They're here today to find out more about state government and advocate for their particular programs, and I would ask that the body please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these students that are guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Webster County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some very special guests that came up from the Ozarks today.
Proceed.
Today we have two students here, or two people here. They came up from the Gainesville area. It's a beautiful part of the state. We've got beautiful, clean water down there, good people. We have Eli Amick. I think his family used to be in the car business, the Ford car business, somewhere related back. And he's actually the National North Central Regional Vice President of Future Business Leaders of America. And we have Chelsea Gilmore with him today. She's an FBLA advisor, and she's also from Gainesville. Would like for the body to make these people
Let's
feel
Let's welcome the guests
good.
And the Thank senator you. From Webster County to the Senator chambers today. Senator from the 9th District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce the very special guest, please.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, to my right and to your left is our intern this year. We're Dylan Dewey. He is a student at Mizzou. He's a junior. He's a political science major. He's actually a constituent of the senator from the 34th, but we're really excited about him this year, and I would love for the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the intern for the senator from the 9th to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Callaway County.
Mr. President, I have introduction of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I would like to introduce the FFA chapter of New Bloomfield. They're here with us today. And this is Kaylin Davis, Matthew Moon, Heath Brandt, and RJ Cellini. Did I say that right? Great. I ask the chamber to please recognize them and give them a very warm welcome for perpetuating our number one industry this week.
Let's welcome these guests from Callaway County to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from St. Genevieve.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 379, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the Public Service Commission.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Greene County.
Mr. President, this may surprise the body. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
There is no explanation necessary at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read yet another bill from the Senator from Greene County.
Senate Bill number 380, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to procurement policies enacted by political subdivisions.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 381, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to vehicle safety inspections.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 382, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to obscene websites.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 383, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the sale of utilities in fourth-class cities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th District has been trying to get on her feet.
Yes, thank you. I finally made it up. Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 384, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the deadline to register to vote.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Now I can't sit down. Mr. President, I am seeking unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, we have the principal from South Tech High School, who also, at one point in time, taught my son, Alex Shoup, in the Ladue School District. If you would join me in welcoming Jacob Losey.
Please welcome the guests from the 24th District to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Yes, seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, I have the privilege of introducing my good friend, Holly Littner, who's the coordinator for CIEE, and she has 15 students here that are studying abroad, and they come from Turkey, Ukraine, Pakistan, Malaysia, Japan, two from Thailand, I say Sawadi to my friends from Thailand, Denmark and Germany, and I'll be spending 2 weeks in both of those countries in June, so give me a list of good restaurants. Sierra Leone, Kyrgyzstan, and the Czech Republic. So please stand, those who aren't standing, and let's welcome a good Missouri welcome.
Let's welcome these guests of Cape Girardeau County from around the world to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a rules report that I'm sending forward.
Thank you, Senator. Send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 38, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.